Hey everyone, you're listening to Magic Key Adventures, a podcast highlighting me and my family's trips to Disneyland. I am Steph and I am your host. This is episode 30, Remembering Cheryl, part 2. Welcome everybody, welcome to episode 30. I think that's the last time you're going to hear me say me and my family's trips to Disneyland, because as I mentioned in the last episode, there will possibly be a co-host coming on, and I can now confirm that yes, in fact, Magic Key Adventures will now be a duo. So instead of it being me and my family, it's going to be me and my co-host's adventures as Magic Key holders. I'm really excited about that. My new co-host does have a Magic Key and a lot of other magical amenities, which I will let them talk about. I'm so excited to bring this person on, and I hope you guys are excited too. It'll just be a great transition into more of a conversation about trips than me just recapping it to you guys. I feel like it's just going to bring that extra layer to you. So in case you're wondering, I'll give you a little backstory as to how this all came about. So as you guys know, I was sick when the last episode was supposed to drop, and I was just hesitating on to even do the trip. Everybody, I don't know if you're like this, but I'm very emotional when I'm sick, and that's when most of my emotions are heightened, is when I'm sick. So I had all those self-doubts. I had all these, you know, kind of like, should I even be doing this podcast anymore? You know, I have listeners, but I don't have a lot of listeners. Maybe this was a bad idea. Maybe, you know, it's not as great as I think it is, because I was trying to bring something different so that, you know, there was something different to listen to. Different than the other, like other Disney podcasts, right? Because a lot of them do news and information, tips and tricks, history, music, parks, all of the et cetera, right? And there aren't a lot of trip report podcast that I've seen. There's one more, which I told you guys about because I was actually on her show, Disney Travel Tales with Jenny, and she's awesome. And me. And then all of your, you know, usual Disney people who already do Disney podcasts on their show, every once in a while they will recap a trip for you. And those were always my favorite episodes, right? I mentioned to you guys all of this when I started the podcast. So that's really what I wanted out of it. And so all of those doubts were coming into my head. So I reached out to a fellow podcaster and just kind of aired out my concerns. And they right away came back with all of this positivity, all of this, you know, no, you can do this. And if you're really thinking of having a co-host, you know, let me think about this for a minute. I could probably find somebody for you. You guys, I don't even think 30 minutes went by before he found me somebody. And I was just like, oh, okay, interesting. You know, they work together and he knows this person and they're travel planners and all of that. And I was just like, okay, cool. So, you know, within hours, we are kind of led to each other via Instagram. And so we start talking and everything. And we hit it off, of course, because we're Disney people. We all love each other, right? I mean, we're all different, of course. We all have our differences. But this person and I have even more than Disney in common, which is... Here's the crazy story, you guys. So this person is from my hometown, lives an hour away from me, lives in the same city as my grandmother, and her family knows my family. Like, talk about, you know, things happening for a reason. Like, things happen for a reason, and all of this happened for a reason. I know that I talked to the right person. I know that all of this is happening for a reason. And I just can't believe that I'm going to have a co-host now. And we're going to get to share stories. We're going to get to share podcast responsibilities. And it's just, it's going to be great because it's a lot. It's really a lot to put on a podcast. It's really fun to sit here and record and talk to you guys. That's my favorite part. But my not favorite part is when I have to hit the record button to stop recording and then start working on the episode. That takes a lot of time, you guys. It takes a lot of time. So now I get to share those responsibilities with somebody, and they're so willing to learn and everything. And so you guys will get to meet the new co-host on the next episode. We will introduce them. So fun fact, we haven't even met in person yet, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And I am so excited. I am so excited for this, you guys. So a little bit of life change announcement I thought I would share with you guys. I've never been shy to tell you guys my age. I'm 41. Yay. And lately I have been thinking, you know, it's time for me to be promoted at work. I am an administrative assistant. I do more than an administrative assistant does. And I would like to get paid as such, right? So I've already talked to my boss and we've already kind of figured out things. And while I do a lot of the duties not described in my job description, I do more. And so my job title will, of course, eventually need to change, and probably sometime this year. I also thought that, you know, most of these skills I have are because I have so many years of experience. I have over 10 years of experience in administrative work in different varieties. I've been an office manager. I've been a receptionist. You know, I have done it all. So I thought that maybe, and this is so scary, I thought maybe I should go back to school and get a degree. Oh my God, you guys, I am so scared. I am so, so scared. This may or may not happen. This is honestly contingent on how long it's going to take, how much money it's going to cost me, how many scholarships and grants that I can get. And let me tell you, that's really hard when your husband works in law enforcement and then you have a full-time job. They don't care how many kids you have or that you have a kid in college already. They don't care. They just look at how much people make, and it's crazy. So I'm really looking at that. My work does pay a reimbursement for tuition and stuff like that. So that is going to help. But, you know, it really all depends on whether I can afford this or not. So I may or may not be starting school at the end of this month. I still can't believe I'm doing this. I feel like Rapunzel. I can't believe I'm doing this. I can't believe I'm doing this. But so just a little, and it's not even a big degree, you guys. I'm going for my associates. I am one of those people who like to make little goals, little, you know, small, achievable, attainable goals, so that way I can climb. Like, I like to be able to climb each and every step. So it'll just be an associate's. And so that's what I would be working towards. I have been in college, you guys, before. I made a lot of mistakes in my 20s and teens, because you go to school when you're a teenager. And so I do have some college credits that will get to go towards this degree too. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll really see. So, you know, wish me luck. Give me those good, positive intentions. Send me those, please. And thank you. All right, guys, let's get into the poll and question. I am so excited. Next time I do this, it's going to be with a partner. Oh my God. We're going to be able to take turns, come up with questions together. Oh my gosh. Let's see. Poll in question for the last episode. So I asked everybody, which festival is your favorite and what do you look forward to the most? So I got two responses. One came from Michaela. She says, I don't know if this counts, but the Halloween event Oogie Boogie Bash, I've only gone once, but it's one I'll never forget. Also, I have severe Disney blues. Oh my gosh, Michaela, I know how you feel. Disney blues, because she was on the trip with us, right? So of course she's got those Disney blues. So Oogie Boogie is more like a after dark event, not really a festival. So when we say festivals, it's like the food festivals. So Lunar New Year has a festival with Food Boost, Food and Wine, in April has Food Boost. And then during Christmas time, you have the Festival of Holidays. So that's what those are. And unfortunately, you did miss the Lunar New Year one because you didn't want to come to DCA with me. But that's okay. You'll have plenty of time to go to these festivals with me. So you'll be coming with me very, very soon, love. Okay. All right. So the next one I got from Donna, and she says, I love the Festival of Holidays, the food, the decorations, and the entertainment. Donna, I agree with you. I really loved Festival of Holidays. I loved doing it. I didn't know that there could be so much more to Disneyland during Christmas time. And they, you know, you already get like the pretty snow on the castle. You get the overlays, you get, and then you get snow on Main Street, and then you walk across the street to California Adventure, and there's food everywhere. Like, oh, it's just, it's the most magical time of year, right? I agree with you. If you're curious as to my favorite, you know what? Now that I have done all three, oh, I get to choose one, right? Let's see. I would, you know what, I really think, man, it's so hard to choose because so many of them are tied to great, great memories. Because the first time I did Food and Wine was with my best friend, Courtney, and we had the best time. We got the Sip and Savor. We were trying everything. It was so, so fun. And then Festival of Holidays, because I didn't know that was happening. It was me and the kids. And even though, you know, Alex Jr. isn't really into all that food stuff, he really did enjoy like the desserts and stuff and some of the drinks. So, and then, but Lewis loved it all. So, I mean, so many great memories. But if I have to pick one, probably Food and Wine, just because it lasts longer. And you guys, just a little spoiler, I get to do it twice this year because it's so long. So it just started this past weekend on March 1st, and it's going to go until April 22nd, and I'm going to be at Disneyland next weekend, and then I'm going to be at Disneyland for Star Wars night on April 16th. So what does that mean? Oh, Food and Wine twice for me. That's what it means, and I am so excited because my husband's going to be at that trip in April, and he really loved Lunar New Year, as you guys heard on the last episode. All right, guys, let's see. So the poll, how long is too long to wait in a queue? And the choices were 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 1 hour, 1.5 hours, and my favorite ride has no limit. And you guys, four of you voted, and all of you said like one of each of these, except for 30 minutes. That was not too long, which I agree with you. 30 minutes isn't too long for some rides. Your rides like Fantasyland or Little Mermaid, those kind of rides like Meters, Luigi's, yeah, it might be a little long for those ones just because those are like a very fast ride anyway, so I wouldn't wait 30 minutes for those. Yeah, so one person said 45, one person said an hour, one person said 1.5, and one person said my favorite ride has no limit. So you guys were all divided, so that's okay. And now I know, like, you guys love your rides, right? You're willing to wait. That's really awesome. Okay, guys, let's get into the episode. So this would be Monday, February 12th. And this would have been Cheryl's 65th birthday that we were celebrating. So before the trip, I had actually made matching t-shirts for everybody. about a month, maybe 2 months before the trip, we decided we wanted to have matching shirts. They were going to buy them, but I decided I was going to make them. And so we were going over like designs of what we wanted, and everybody decided they wanted Celebrating Cheryl 65. So when they said they wanted that, I thought, oh, that'd be cute as a baseball tee. So I sent my family in a group chat, you know, different designs with different fonts, and everybody chose, and we decided we were going to do black and yellow so that it's kind of like, you know, a bumblebee, because Cheryl was a beekeeper. And I always, even though green was her favorite color, I always associate Cheryl with yellow, because I have some photos of her with some yellow flowers, and she was just always sunshine. And so I always, when I think of Cheryl, I see yellow. But so I made 11 shirts for our group in the week prior to our weekend. So from like Wednesday to Friday, I was making t-shirts. And I think they came out pretty good. So we were all wearing our matching t-shirts when we arrived at the resort. So it said Celebrating Cheryl in the front and had 65 in the back, because we were celebrating Cheryl's 65th birthday. I'm really glad that our entire family was there. So it was me, my husband, and my three kids, Michaela and her husband, my brother and his friend. He brought a friend. Her name is Erin. And then my two parents. And so there, like I said, there was 11 of us in this group. And we all tried to rope drop again. And again, you know, some of us ended up running a little late, and and it's just because, you know, security and all that time. But we did a little bit better this day. I think we got in there around 8:15. So we all met in the Esplanade and went into Disneyland together. So the first thing my brother wanted to do was he wanted to see Galaxy's Edge, because he's never seen it before. It has been several years since my brother has been to Disneyland and California Adventure. There was a lot of things on his list that he wanted to do. And so he only had a one-day park hopper. So eventually he was going to hop over to California Adventure, because he also wanted to see Adventure's campus. So when we entered Disneyland, he wanted to see Star Wars Land, is what everybody calls it, but, you know, proper Galaxy's Edge. And so we started walking towards that way. It was a real easy walk, since, you know, everybody had already done their rope drop thing and groups were dispersed. We went through Frontierland to, you know, hang around Big Thunder Mountain. And as we were coming to Big Thunder Mountain, they all saw that it was a 5-minute wait, and they were like, shh, we're not giving that up. So they all got in line. Everybody except for me, my husband, and Charlie. Charlie is too small to go on it. And me and my husband decided that we were going to get breakfast chimichangas, because they were right there in front of Big Thunder Mountain. And it was something that I had been wanting to try. So I got in line and I got us the breakfast chimichanga. And you know what, you guys? They were okay. They were okay, because I'm used to, when you tell me something's going to be fried, it better be crispy. And these were not crispy. And it's probably, you know, because they're in the warmer and in the foil and everything. So they get a little soft. So, I mean, a nice breakfast to have. It's always nice to have a hot breakfast when you first walk into the park. But not my favorite. I think still, Galactic Grill breakfast burrito is still my favorite. So if you haven't tried that yet, be sure to get it. So then after they get off the ride, we head over to Galaxy's Edge. So we're basically the middle tunnel. If you know how Galaxy's Edge works, you know that there are three entrances. One that kind of comes around the Rivers of America, one that comes through like Frontierland, and then the other side from Fantasyland, where it meets to Frontierland. Well, you can keep walking and walk it into Frontierland, but there's an entrance in Fantasyland. So there's three entrances. And so we went through that Frontierland entrance over by Big Thunder Mountain. And so we walk through and, you know, and get to see everything. and we, you know, start walking towards Docking Bay 7. Not because it's open, because it's not. It doesn't open until 10:30. But I really wanted my brother to see the Millennium Falcon. As kids who grew up watching Star Wars, you know, it's always such an amazing thing to see the Millennium Falcon. So I walked him over there, took some pictures of him and his friend, and then they decided they were going to go get on the ride. So they went on Smuggler's Run. So it was everybody except for Michaela and Jordan, because Michaela and Jordan were the two people who actually did rope drop. So they weren't with us in the morning. They rope dropped Rise of the Resistance and got on Rise of the Resistance. And if you know Disneyland, you know that sometimes that can be rare, because sometimes Rise of the Resistance does not open with the park. And they have been successful twice. So they met me and my husband over by Docking Bay 7. So we sat in those tables that are over there, kind of like that balcony view. And then all of a sudden, characters started coming out. So we saw Rey and we saw Chewbacca, and that was really cool. And then, you guys, all of a sudden, Rey starts walking up towards Docking Bay 7. And so I get a video of her thinking, oh, cute, I'm going to get this awesome video of her walking past us. You guys, she walked up to us. Rey came and talked to Charlie. Charlie was sitting in a stroller, and she came and had a full-on conversation with him. He actually interacted with her back. He was a little bit shy, but he did interact with her. So now I have this beautiful memory. I have this amazing video, and oh my gosh, you guys, this is what makes Disneyland so magical, right? So that was really awesome. And then Chewbacca decided he was going to come up too, but he didn't come up to us. He just kind of like started walking around. But Jordan is a huge Star Wars fan, you guys. So he really wanted a picture with him. So he went and followed the crowd that was around Chewbacca. So he got to meet Chewbacca. So I was filming that and trying to get some pictures for them. And oh my gosh, it was so cool. It was just so cool, so beautiful. Sometimes, you know, you guys, sitting around pays off. Like, it's awesome. So after my family got off the ride, we decided we were going to walk towards Rise of the Resistance. Even though Michaela and Jordan just got off of it, you know, my brother still hasn't experienced it. So we decided to go get in line. The line wasn't really that long. I don't know if it was like 45, 50 minutes, something like that. It was still in the, like, you know, pretty queue. It wasn't in that, you know, overflow queue towards Hungry Bear. So it was pretty good. And, you know, me and Alex weren't, or I was going to stay back and stay with Charlie because Charlie's too small for that ride. But Michaela was like, nah, thanks. I just got off this ride. I don't need to get on it. Let me take Charlie and you guys go on the ride. Thank you, Michaela. You're the best. I love you so much. So I said, okay. Of course, you know, Rise of the Resistance is one of those really awesome rides, you guys. I just, oh my God. Just the level of storytelling and immersion on this ride, I can't get over it. I love it. I absolutely love it. And I was so excited to be able to experience it with my brother. Like, oh my gosh, this was going to be so cool. So we're in queue, we're walking along, we're going through all the bits, okay? So we got to the first room, okay? And then we got to our transport. And then, you know, we're about to be, you know, interrogated and stuff. So if you've never been on this ride and you have no idea what I'm talking about, that's okay. Go on the ride, please. Go on this ride. And then all of a sudden, all of the music stops, all of the audio stops, and the ride has broken. The ride broke down, you guys. We were almost there. We were almost there. I was so disappointed for my brother, because it's just, you have to go through all three sections to really enjoy the ride. Here's what happened, though. We got a pass to come back and do Lightning Lane. That was awesome. We also got led out through all of these hallways and doorways and break rooms and staff entrances and staff hallways and behind the scenes. Oh my gosh, you guys. Even though it's not pretty, it was just like, oh. And like the Disney nerd in you is just like fascinated, like, oh, this is so this is where you guys hang out. Ooh, this is cool. Oh my gosh, you guys. I nerded out. I totally did. This was so cool. So yeah, we were escorted out and given passes, but you know, there is a happy ending to this story, you guys, I promise. So after that, let's see, what did we do? We started walking over towards New Orleans and we decided we were going to get on Pirates. Pirates was one of Cheryl's favorite rides. She's a big Johnny Depp fan. And so we went on Pirates. So Michaela and Charlie, I believe, were doing something else, but eventually they came back and were able to meet us in the queue for Pirates so that we could all get on it together. During this time, while we were in queue in line for Pirates of the Caribbean, I believe the wait was like 30 minutes for some reason. We got a lot of questions. A lot of people saw all of our matching shirts and for some reason, I think maybe because my brother was the first one in our group in the line, they kept asking my brother these questions. And some of them were like, oh, who is Cheryl? And then my brother would say, oh, she was my wife. She passed away. And they're like, oh, you know. And then one person said, oh, where's Cheryl? Where's Cheryl? And my brother says, oh, she was my wife. She passed away. And they said, oh, well, we're going to celebrate Cheryl too. So we got a lot of, you know, people asking my brother questions. I shouldn't say us. Nobody ever asked me a question. but they did ask my brother and, you know, he answered it gracefully and everybody was so supportive and, you know, Disney community, again, you guys, it's awesome. So we got on our boat and enjoyed all of the pirates. There was a pirate missing, you guys. I didn't realize it. Somebody pointed it out to me. Dirty Foot Pirate wasn't there. I don't know where he went. But yeah, he was missing. And, you know, that's my favorite part. You gotta look at the foot, right? Oh, well, that's okay. So we got off the ride. And while we were in queue, I had made an order at the mint julep so that I could get everybody beignets. And I got a couple of mint juleps. And I think there was a huckleberry mint julep too. And so after we got off the ride, I went and got our order. And then some of our group was a little hungry, so they went to Bengal Barbecue. And so we all met up in Adventureland. Michaela and Jordan had gone back to Galaxy's Edge because now it's 10:30 and you can make your cold brew mobile order. And the loves of my life, I'm telling you, they brought me a cold brew. They know me. They just know. And so thank you, Michaela and Jordan. Again, you guys are amazing. So we all met in Adventureland in the little bazaar where they have all the tables and stuff. And then my husband decided he wanted some Bengal barbecue because we were there. So we stood in line because mobile order was actually a longer wait than standing in line. So we stood in line and got him some food. And so we all sat around. We all shared a four-person table for 11 people, kind of just like took turns sitting down and eating and whatnot. It was funny. It was really funny, you guys. And then we decided we were going to do Indiana Jones next because it was right across from us. So we all went and headed to Indiana Jones, except for my dad, my husband, and again, Charlie, because he's too small. So my dad is permanently disabled. He does have back issues. Sometimes he'll do some of the rides knowing that, you know, he can just medicate himself or whatever. But sometimes he's just like, nah, I'd rather not go through the pain today. My husband, same thing. when you play sports when you're young, just so you know, my husband was very athletic as a teenager, as a young man. So he's got a lot of injuries now that he's older, and those injuries really take a toll on your body as you get older. So just fun fact, kids, you know, if you play sports, take care of your body. Take care of your body, because when you get older, things start to hurt. So yeah, they opted out of the ride, and the rest of us got in queue and just all mingled and talked to each other. And, you know, when you're with a large group of people, you make the line go really fast. And I don't even think we waited that long. I want to say it was like 30 to 40 minutes. We weren't even in queue that long. I can't tell you what the wait time was. I honestly don't remember, you guys. But this is another ride that my brother hadn't been on in a while. And they had just done the major refurb last year. And so there was a lot of new elements, and I was so excited for him to get to ride it and see it. And yeah, it was a big hit. Everybody loved that ride. Let's see. So after that, we all decided to go towards Tomorrowland. We wanted to get on Space Mountain, but before we got on Space Mountain, they all saw that that Star Tours had a 20 or 25 minute wait. I decided not to go on it because Charlie can't go on it, so I took a turn to stay back with Charlie. And me and Charlie rode Buzz Lightyear's Astro Blasters while everybody else rode Star Tours. And so the bad thing is that it was kind of warm this day, and I really don't like standing in line for Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters when it's 30 minutes, but it was 30 minutes, and Charlie wanted to go on it, and, you know, I was already going to have to wait half an hour anyway for my other family. So yeah, we stood in line, and it was the sun beating down during that time, in that queue. Oh, sometimes it's rough, but we made it. We got through and we got on the ride, and I did so good, you guys. I got level 4 this time. My blaster was working, and Charlie did really good too. Level 1, of course, but you know, he's 4. So, but we had a great time. So after that, we met the group, and everybody decided that we were gonna get on Space Mountain, except for my husband and Charlie. He didn't want to get on Space Mountain. So we got on Space Mountain. I, again, don't remember what the wait time was, but we did get to that room, that large glass room before you enter, like the ride show room, I guess you want to say. We were in that room, and the ride broke down, and I was like, ah, poopy. And I was like, you know what, let's just wait here. They're telling us we can wait here. They didn't make everybody leave. So we waited for a little while. And within 10 to 15 minutes, the ride did come back on. So we did wait a little longer for that one. It was kind of a long wait, but it was fine. We were able to get on, and we had an amazing time. And while we were on the ride, that's when the parade was going on. So if you didn't know, since the Super Bowl was the day before, they had a cavalcade for the Super Bowl winner. And so Mahomes was on a cavalcade, and they had a little parade, and that had come and gone while we were on the ride, so we didn't get to see it. I was also supposed to meet Ruben at that parade, and since we were on Space Mountain, we didn't get to, so we made a plan to meet at Docky Bay 7 so we can have some cold brews together. He didn't know I already had one, and I'm not going to say no to a second cold brew, so we made plans to meet up in Galaxy's Edge, which turned out to be perfect because we wanted to go back on Rise of the Resistance anyway, so we headed back over there and finally got on the ride, got on all 3 segments of the ride, and enjoyed the ride. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh, I love this ride. Love this ride. And I really loved that my brother got to finally go through all the steps and get on the ride. And yeah, so that was great. So after that, we went to Docking Bay 7, met Ruben. So Ruben got to meet my entire family. Poor guy. but yeah, so we got to meet my entire family. They got to get to know him. But we enjoyed some time together. And then so we also got some food while we were there at Docking Bay 7. And then I had mobile ordered some food for Alex Jr. because he didn't like any of the food from Docking Bay 7. So I ordered from Hungry Bear and brought it back. I also ordered him, I don't know if you guys saw that Magic Key holders could get this straw with a little stitch attached to it, little straw buddy. And so I ordered that for him too, because I had promised him that I would get that for him. And so he was very happy when I got back to the table with not only his food, but a little stitch. So we ate at Docking Bay 7 with my family. At this point, my brother and his friend decided that they were going to go to California Adventure so that they can check out all the things that they wanted to do. And then me and everybody else would meet them later. So the thing about this day, too, is that Charlie's Magic Key had expired the day before. So I actually had to buy him a ticket for this day. Luckily, they had the kids ticket for $50 for one park. And I was like, oh, but it's only one park. He's not going to be able to park hop. And my parents were like, just buy him that one and he can stay with us because we can't park hop either. So the people who could park hop were me, my husband, Alex Jr., Lewis, my brother, and his friend Aaron. Everybody else just had a one park ticket. So they all enjoyed Disneyland until they got kicked out, because the other thing about February 12th was that it was also Sweethearts Night. So everybody was going to be escorted out eventually out of the park, and it was going to close early. So Charlie got to stay with my parents when we park hopped because we couldn't take him with us. I decided not to renew Charlie's Magic Key this year because when I did all of the calculations, he just didn't go enough to the parks. So it's easier and it's cheaper to buy him a ticket than it is to pay for a magic key for him. And sometimes that happens. After we ate, we headed over to California Adventure, and we were trying to meet up with my brother. But I don't know if it was bad connections or whatever, or he wasn't hearing his phone or whatever, we kept missing each other. And so when we got to California Adventure, we went to Fiddler, Pfeiffer, and is it Practical? It's the Starbucks, and I always forget the name. I just call it Fiddler, Pfeiffer anyway. And so we went there, and we got some hot chocolates and some coffee and some snacks. And I was trying to see if they had that Been There series again, and again, they only had California Adventures. I want Disneyland, guys. So, yes, I had another coffee. That was my third coffee for that day. I was very caffeinated. So after we got those, we went over to Web Slingers. It was kind of a long wait, but the kids really wanted to go. And so we got in line, and it was a very, very long line, and it took forever. And eventually I had to get out of line because I had to use the restroom, all that coffee. So I got out of line. Alex Jr. ended up getting out of line with me. We both used the restroom, but I wasn't going to be that person again, trying to get back in line. No. And Alex Jr. was going to try, but then decided against it. So he kind of stayed out there with me. For some reason, my feet were really hurting this day too. So it was really nice to be able to sit down. I really needed it. It took forever for them to finally get on the ride. So after I had gotten, some rest and sat down for a little while, you know, Alex Jr. and I decided that we were going to go do something else. So he said he wanted a churro. Well, if you know him, he asked for multiple churros. So we went and stood in line for churro. And as we were standing in line, the Lunar New Year parade went through. So we got to see a little bit of that. And Alex Jr. got his two churros and decided he and asked if we could go on Monsters, Inc. It didn't seem like my husband and Lewis were getting off the ride anytime soon. So we went and got in line for Monsters, Inc. And we met a dad with his two kids, and they were completely fascinated with Alex Jr. and his two churros. And so we had a nice conversation about it. I love meeting people like that. I love when people kind of like talk to you. And I'm always shy to do that because I don't know if people are in that mood or not. So it was really nice that he was impressed with my son's ability to eat two churros. So while this was going on, my parents, Michaela, Jordan, and Charlie, were all in the queue for Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. And it was on the Fritz this day as well. So not only on Sunday was it on the Fritz, but on Monday it was on the Fritz too. And they stuck it out, stuck the queue, and finally we got a photo of them on the ride. And so even though they went through an adventure just like we did, they finally got to go on the ride. And that was my parents and Michaela and Jordan's first time on that ride. And of course, Charlie's the expert of the ride. And I'm so glad that they got to enjoy that with him because he really, really loves that ride, you guys. So when me and Alex got off of Monsters, Inc., I think my husband finally got off Web Slingers, and him and Lewis were passing by Guardians. Guardians said it was 5 minutes long. My husband doesn't usually go on this ride. The last time he went on that ride, it was still Tower of Terror, and Michaela was like 12. That was a long time ago, you guys. And so he's like, you know what? It's 5 minutes. Lewis likes the ride. I'm going to go on it with him. So they went on the ride. Alex Jr. and I went into the animation building, and I saw this gorgeous sign that says Disneyland. It's the old, you know, Disneyland sign with the flags, and it's pink and blue, and it's so pretty. And it was $150, and I sent the photo to my husband. I was like, buy me this. He didn't. He didn't buy it for me, but that's okay. It will be mine one day. So we decided to walk through the animation building and just see what was going on. Alex wanted to go into the sorcerer's room. And I was like, oh, I think that's closed. And he's like, really? And so we were like walking towards there, and we saw some people coming out of there. The little ramp right there isn't blocked off or anything. And I was like, you know what? Let's go check. So we go down there and it's open, you guys. The little sorcerer's room where you get to see all the little animation and the wheels turning and you get to make your own too. That room is still open, but the Beast Library was not. There was a sign that said that that was closed. So we got to go in there. I took some photos, some videos. Alex Jr. was showing me all of his favorite things in there. And then my husband got off the ride, and then I finally got a text from my brother, and he said that him and his friend were going to go on Guardians. And so I let my husband know that they were on their way over there so that in case, you know, Lewis wanted to go on the ride with them, they could. And by the time they get there, the line is 45 minutes long. So Lewis gets to go on the ride with my brother and his friend Aaron, and my husband met me and Alex Jr. in front of the animation building. So then we decided, well, now we have to go get our food because we still have my entire Sip and Savor pass to use, so let's go get some food. And so we got some bao buns, We got the egg roll again, and then I got Lewis some of the food that we got, and I just saved it for him because I knew that he was hungry and he was waiting for the food boost, but he was riding all the rides while he could. The other thing that was really weird is that DCA closed at 9 that day, and it threw everybody off. Like, DCA usually closes at 10, so the fact that it closed at 9 was so weird. But until then, me and my husband went through all the food booths. I decided to get a mimosa. It was very, very good, you guys. And then while we sat and ate, Alex Jr. did all the writing, so he got on Jumping Jellyfish and Silly Symphony and Emotional Whirlwind. And we were sitting over there by Paradise Gardens, closer to like the Silly Symphony side. And then all of a sudden, I turn my head, and there's my brother and Aaron. And I was like, hey, what are you guys doing? Where's Lewis? Well, Lewis had decided to get on a credit coaster, but Aaron was hungry, so she wanted to get something to eat. So they were sitting there while she was eating. So we went and sat with them. And then they decided they were going to try and get on Toy Story's Midway Mania. But it was already 9 o'clock. So I don't know. I don't remember if he told me if they were able to get on the ride or not. I don't think so. And then we met Lewis at the entrance, I think, and I gave him his food. And then my husband sent me into a gift shop because he really liked that blanket that I got. It wasn't the blanket that I thought was a blanket, but ended up being like a hoodie. And it was pink with all the snacks. My husband decided he needed his own. So he sent me into a gift shop. And that was probably a big mistake because I was in there for quite a while. I was in there shopping. I found his blanket like a long time ago, but I was looking through there. I was trying to find things, trying to see what else I could get. I ended up finding another keychain for the giveaway. And I was trying to find something to get for Alex Jr. And because all he had gotten at that point was the straw and the bracelet. And so I was trying to find something else to get for him, and I didn't find anything. So I ended up walking away with just a couple of things. And then I ended up seeing Lewis in there, and I was like, what are you doing? He was shopping too. And then I lost him. And so when I left the shop, he was over there in the Esplanade waiting with my husband and Alex Jr., and he was eating his food. And he was saying that he wanted to stay longer, but I was like, oh, sorry, buddy. Both parks are closed. So he's like, oh, that sucks. I was like, yeah. So we made our way to the hotels. Since Lewis was staying with my parents, we broke off and split, and then made sure he texted me once he got to his hotel, and we walked to ours. And me and my husband soaked our feet in the Epsom salt again. And oh my gosh, such a lifesaver to do that. And that was the end of our park day. So Charlie ended up staying the night at my parents' hotel. So it was just me, my husband, and Alex Jr. And Alex Jr. decided to, since the TV is like right next to the bunk bed in our room at the Portofino, he decided he wanted to get on the pullout couch so that he could watch TV and lay there at the same time. So we indulged him and took out the pullout couch so that he could watch TV. And me and my husband relaxed, and then we went to bed because we knew we were going to have to get up and pack everything the next day and be able to check out. But luckily, you know, since we were staying that extra night, we could kind of sleep in and get our rest back from the last couple of days of trying to rope drop. We did have brunch with my family. We went to a place called Huckleberry something. Let me look it up for you guys. It's over there in the Garden Walk, Huckleberry's Breakfast and Lunch. Okay, so it's just called Huckleberries. We had brunch there. I decided to get their French toast. I did read the description. They said they were going to make it with sourdough bread. I really do love sourdough bread, you guys. However, it does not taste good in French toast, at least not to me. Like, I'll take a brioche, I'll take a, you know, I'll even take wheat bread, but sourdough, no. And Alex Jr. had gotten the French toast too, and he really didn't like it. I felt so bad. So he ate everything else instead. But it was a cute place, and they were very accommodating. They had good coffee options too. I was able to get a nice vanilla latte. And then after that, we walked back to our car, which was over at my parents' hotel, and we took off. I really wanted to go with Michaela and Jordan because they were going to go to the Disney thrift shops, and I have always wanted to go over there, but my husband wanted to get home. Totally cool. He's done. He's done for the day. So we headed home, and that was our trip, you guys. So much fun, and I'm so glad that I got to be there with my family, and great memories, just great memories. And I know the kids made great memories, and I really hope we get to do that again soon. I hope we get to do that again either next year or at least go to the parks together again, because it was just, it was wonderful, and I had so much fun. Okay, so let's talk about my next trip. My next trip is actually going to be March 8th, 9th, and 10th. I chose to go during this time because Rope Drop and Park Hop is another Disney podcast that I listen to with Aaron and Katie. I mentioned to you guys in an episode that I got to meet Aaron at Lamplight Lounge during one of my trips. And I will get to meet with her again, but this time meet Katie too. So it's going to be kind of like this meetup with the Rope Drop and Park Hop hosts. And I love doing things like that. So I decided to plan a trip and plan a solo trip. And I'm so excited, you guys. It's been a rough week at work, and I am anticipating another rough week. So I'm excited to be able to get to have a Disneyland weekend just by myself, get to do all the things I want to do. I already have a list of things that I want to do. And then, of course, you know, enjoy all the food and wine stuff. They sent us a schedule last night. So I'm recording this on Sunday, March 3rd. And so, so next weekend I will be in the parks. So if you're there, say hi. I will be there, and you'll get to, maybe you'll even get to meet some more podcast people. And then, as I mentioned, I will be in the park in April. I have trips planned March, April, and May. So April, we are going for Star Wars night. That's going to be a date night for me and my husband. And so we'll be there for the first Star Wars night, but we'll be there the day before to enjoy Food and Wine Festival. And then May for Mother's Day, I will be there. My plans are kind of fluid with that. I was actually thinking of doing, I'm either going to do 2 days of Disneyland or do a Legoland and a Disney day. I'm not sure, because I'd rather be at Disneyland on Mother's Day than Legoland. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. So like I told you guys in the intro, our next episode, you will get to hear another voice. You'll get to meet the co-host. So because I'm going to have a co-host, there may be a Patreon in the future. How do you guys feel about that? We have already been spitballing ideas and coming up with bonus episodes. My new co-host is very well-versed in a lot of things. And they are also a travel planner. So much information that we could, you know, give you guys in bonus episodes. So maybe that'll be my next poll or question, because I really want to get your feedback and know if you think a Patreon would be a good idea and if you would subscribe to a Patreon. So even though I'm going to bring on a co-host, we are still going to do the show bi-weekly, which is going to work out perfectly because my co-host right now, as I mentioned, today is Sunday, March 3rd. They are at the parks this weekend. They were there for the beginning of Food and Wine Festival, and then I'm going next weekend. So, you'll get an amazing trip report out of the both of us because we'll both be able to talk to you guys about food and wine. So that'll be great. But so we're going to keep it bi-weekly because I think it's just going to work out for the both of us. So you will still hear Magic Key Adventures podcast bi-weekly. So the next episode will be on Tuesday, March 19th. You will get a whole new episode with the co-host. You will get to meet them and hear their voice and all the good things. I'm so excited. So you guys, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the show. This will help get more exposure, help make the podcast reach more people, and I'm so excited. So please subscribe, rate, and review. I do have 8 5-star ratings on Spotify now. So excited. Thank you very much. I haven't checked Apple, but the last time I did check, probably last week, I didn't have anything new. So no reviews to read to you guys right now. And don't forget, you can email me. Email me at magickeyadventures@yahoo.com. Send me comments, suggestions, questions, anything you would like. I'll take it all. I'd like to hear from you guys. And also, you guys, don't forget to follow me on Instagram. You can follow me at magic_key_adventures. I made my 500 followers, you guys. Thank you. If you are following me and listening to me, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I can't believe I made it to 500, you guys, and I'm so excited. So I did the giveaway yesterday, actually. That was a lot of work. It's a lot of work to do a giveaway, you guys. My goodness. And so I chose 5 winners. What I did is I was able to extract all of my followers' usernames and I put it in a randomizer and I chose 5 people. So I gave away 2 pins, like, you know, pin collecting. They were Disney 100 pins that I'd found and 3 keychains. So little prizes, you know, because I don't have a lot of money. But I wanted to do something nice and just really say thank you for following me. So onward and upward, 1,000 is next, right, you guys? Hopefully we'll get there. It took me 2 years to get to 500. Let's see how long it takes me to get to 1,000. And you know what? Time is all relative. It doesn't matter how long it takes for me to get there. I will just enjoy the ride. And I think that's it, you guys. That's all I have for you. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you all have an adventurous day. Bye.